Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google and Bing are clamping down on online piracy. Chinese smartphones are successfully expanding further across Asia. And European luxury brands are overtaking homegrown brands in the US. Such giants Google and Bing have signed up to a code of practice that will see them clamp down on online pirate sites in the UK. Thought to be in operation by summer of this year, the agreement will mean that websites offering pirated films, television shows, or live streaming of sporting events will appear much further down the results list of both search engines. Both Google and Microsoft reached the agreement with the entertainment and sports companies responsible for the distribution of the media affected by piracy. The lowering of the relevant search results was also done to prevent more innocent visits to the offending sites. Eddie Levitin from the Alliance for Intellectual Property said that people will sometimes search for something and they will end up unwittingly being taken to a pirated piece of content. Meanwhile, Jeff Taylor from the music industry body, the BPI, said that whilst it was not a complete fix for piracy issues, the deal meant that fans searching for music are more likely to find a fair site. Chinese smartphone manufacturers are continuing their expansion into new markets. The Chinese brand Oppo recently overtook Apple in annual sales in its home country and also saw the highest levels of growth in Malaysia. Recently released data from IDC shows that whilst Samsung saw a 17% growth this year, Oppo saw a massive 66% increase in sales. This increase now means that the company ships over 900,000 units in the country each year, behind only Samsung. Meanwhile, fellow Chinese tech company Xiaomi is about to launch in Pakistan. After launching in its home country in 2011, it's also developed a presence in most Southeast Asian countries, India, the Middle East, and Brazil. However, with Pakistan being the sixth most populous country in the world, this represents another big step for the brand. To begin with, it'll sell online only alongside other Chinese smartphone brands, Oppo and Huawei. Luxury US brands are struggling whilst their European counterparts aren't seeing success, according to reports from Bloomberg. It's believed that the recent turn towards foreign brands in the US has its roots in recent financial changes. Bloomberg points out that the strong dollar is putting tourists off visiting the States, so are instead they're holidaying in Europe. Similarly, a weak pound in the UK is encouraging people to buy there. However, a report from Bloomberg Gadfly suggests that due to European goods being manufactured outside of the US, promises by the President of the United States to increase US border tax could impact sales in the country due to increased retail prices. M-commerce in Germany has been forecast to grow by 23% this year whilst maintaining its double-digit growth until 2019. The data from eMarketer shows that the country's M-commerce market is expected to be worth $23 billion US dollars this year before climbing to $32 billion by 2020. This drastic increase in market value is expected to be due to Germany's fast-rising smartphone traffic to retail websites. However, to achieve this forecast, retailers in the country will have to embrace m-commerce quickly, as many have been slow to implement mobile sites, forcing customers to buy items on desktops. This means that even with its expected growth, only 3% of online sales in Germany will be made on a mobile this year, compared to 7.6% in the UK. And finally, Bill Gates has opened his own account on the messaging platform WeChat. Gates has said in a video which he posted on the site that his account will become his own blog on which he will talk about his own personal thoughts. On his Facebook page, Bill Gates currently has around 19 million fans, over 9 million of whom are in Asia, where WeChat has its strongest presence. Ken Zhu from venture capital company Gobi Partners said that if someone wanted to reach Chinese people, WeChat is the place to be. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.